I have received word of a strange invention. What it can do will amaze science and strike terror to the world.
The Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program. The best thing to hit the internet since free porn.
Tulla sent along a very sadistic present. It is a log cabin. And in this log cabin birdhouse is stuffed peanut butter cups. The little ones, and also there is a normal size heart Reese's peanut butter cup. For me to get the heart Reese's peanut butter cup, I have to take out all the other tiny peanut butter cups that are in there. And it is already tough enough to get my fat human grown adult fingers into the doorway to get one of the cups out, or even stick my fingers in the two windows that are on the side to kind of shift peanut butter cups to get them out. Tulla is a cruel, cruel mistress. Ow! And me likey.
You're a really weird man.
6238503375.
I'm looking right now up at the sky. I see very unusual objects. It's moving at an incredibly slow rate of speed. There are three white lights, and there's a little red light in between them all. The three white lights are in the shape of a triangle. The object is... Oh God, the little red light just came down from between the two. Oh my God!
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Let's welcome your host, that hilarious hairy hobbit, Eric Paul Johnson!
I thought Eric gave you the creeps.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
It's Friday, June 24th, 2016. So it's either going to be Trump or it's going to be Hillary. And the Bernie people, I'm going to get mad. No, there's still a chance. No, there's no chance. I love Bernie. I wanted him there. But math doesn't lie.
Reality hits you hard, bro.
Even crooked math for people who say that the Democratic election was rigged by Hillary. No, there's only two choices. It's Trump or Hillary.
Ah, crap!
And I don't like it either. As a matter of fact, I've come up with a campaign slogan for the Hillary Clinton campaign. And here's my slogan. Clinton 2016. If I have to.
You're a genius.
I think it's going to be a winner. So, the people, the Trump, Clinton, I don't know. I don't want to pick either one. Well, you don't have to pick either one. There's a third choice. You can pick me.
Are you out of your mind?
Seriously, I am running for president. I know it was a joke before. Oh, he's running for House of Representatives. We'll play along. Haha, very funny, Eric. No, I am actually running for president of the United States. I have registered with the Federal Elections Commission. So, there you go. I'm in. I'm one of the candidates. I'm there with Trump and Clinton and Bernie and any of the other loopy, mercury-drinking whack jobs the Republicans had.
A man and his rat.
I, too, am in with the mercury-drinking loons. I know this may sound impressive, but actually it's not. Anybody. Anybody can register with the FEC to run for president of the United States. You know, you just gotta follow the rules, born an American citizen, 35 years or older, and apparently have to huff Sharpies with a plastic bag sealed tightly over your head so you can be crazy enough to spout out the stupid stuff.
Damn the consequences.
Hillary's gonna talk about what she's gonna do for the economy. Trump's just gonna insult people and not actually give any kind of plans.
You are a disgusting fat body!
And it's all gonna be economy, war, terrorism, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the stuff that just goes in one ear, out the other, and in between its journey just gives you the glossed, glazed, I don't care. I'm just gonna vote for the one who's less of a disaster for humanity. Hillary. Not that I like it much, but Hillary. So, one of my plans, this is going to happen on day one when I am elected president. Again, the plastic bag full of open Sharpies sealed tightly over your head. You have to be delusional enough to think that you're going to actually win when you're a nobody. That's where the bag of Sharpies over your head comes in.
Who am I? Why am I here?
So, first thing I'm going to do, day one, after my inauguration, I, Eric Paul Johnson, is a constitution, so help me, whatever deity you want to believe in, since I'm atheist agnostic kind of person. I'm going to the Oval Office. Thank you, Obama, it's been nice, but now it's my turn, and I'm crazy as a loon. And the first thing that I will do as President of the United States, that's of America, is to ban all public airway of any song by Starship.
Yeah! I love you, man.
God bless America.
That's pretty good.
Is this a great country or what?
You're doing this out of the goodness of your own slimy little coal-colored heart.
Everybody loves you, and so do I.
That sounds nice.
This was our finest hour.
Let's make waking up music, sunny day music, time for fun music. Let's make happy go music now.
Do that to me one more time.
You going out to the store, you're going out, you're switching around on the radio, or wherever you go, you will feel safe in your head. And in of course, the head's connected to the body. So if the head is sane, the rest of the body is fine. But you will not hear a single song by Starship.
Sarah, Sarah, no time is a
That one right there, that goes. That cannot be heard anywhere. No Starship. Jefferson's Starship is allowed. They're good. I'm fine with Jefferson Starship. But not Starship.
I hate it.
Even the members of Starship are with me on this. Because every single one of them hangs their head in shame when you bring up, oh God, we built this city on rock and roll. We're so sorry. Grace Slick is just humiliated that that ever happened.
Oh God, this sucks.
And I'm doing this for everybody. Because nobody in the history of humanity has ever said, you know what I'm dying to hear? Starship. Where's my copy of We Built This City?
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city.
Not this record!
We built
not
this, this city
record! Not this record!
No, that never ever happens.
That never happens here!
So, day one, I sign it, executive order, whip! Starship, gone from all radio stations, gone from all grocery stores, gone from all public events. You will never hear a single song by Starship when you are out in the world.
Woo-hoo!
Millions of people have been assaulted by the music of Starship for the last 31 years. DJs in the 80s, DJs now who do 80s nights, people in grocery stores, corporate meetings, political rallies. People have been forced to have their ears and brain infested with their songs. You leave the store, you don't have to hear it anymore now that you're done your shopping. But that song is still echoing in your head, worming around in there, turning you just insane. Well, that would be no more when I am done. Nobody will have their brains infested with their songs. No more oral raping. A-U-R-A-L. Like ear, audio. Not the other kind of, like you get in prison, oral raping. That's a different thing.
No, we don't go there.
No more ear raping by Starship. Gone. Whew. Like it never existed. And all of humanity will be happy.
And that means there's going to be good times had tonight.
Me and my supporters will end the oral rape by Starship. I know this can happen. You just have to elect me. Vote Eric Paul Johnson. And we can build this dream together. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing will stop us now.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
this sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
And here we are with a station break.
A station break is the time we take
to tell you your tune to
WDGY.
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Senator Kefauver, what's the cause of juvenile delinquency? What can the federal government do about it?
Well, you know, I think the underlying cause of juvenile delinquency is our failure as adults to meet our responsibilities to young people. We can solve this problem only by providing better opportunities for Americans, America's children. The Republicans have dismally failed to do this. We cannot be content merely because some children have good housing, good health facilities, and good schools. We have no real prosperity so long as a single young person does not have an equal chance to make a good living and to raise a family. If I'm elected president, I shall continue to fight juvenile delinquency through programs aimed at opening the doors of opportunity to all Americans, to all of our young people in this country, regardless of race, creed, or color.
Blue News Briefs for the week of June 24th, 2016. Pornhub, your one-stop website for a quick jerk...
Quit playing with your dinghy.
...has tapped some recently untapped ass.
Really? Ooh, naughty.
In an attempt to make a grope for blind horn dogs, the site has added a described video section. The feature has an audio track giving play-by-play of the action.
Well, I hardly know where to begin. Thank you for your word picture of the strange thing before my eyes.
The audio track also includes the plot and setting, which, much like the site's users, takes less than 1 second. Pornhub's vice president, Corey Price, said, "Each video includes a special narration that has been tailored and crafted to give the user full enjoyment of the scene and includes descriptions of the models, their actions, position changes, outfits, and settings. The original audio remains intact, but will act as an underscore to the scene."
"We used only the finest baby frogs, dew-picked and flown from Iraq, cleansed in the finest quality spring water, lightly killed, and then sealed in a succulent Swiss quintuple smooth triple cream milk chocolate envelope and lovingly frosted with glucose."
The campaign is led by Pornhub Cares, the firm's philanthropic division, which funds charities such as the Eric Paul Johnson Nair for Hairy Hands Group, Teens with Carpal Tunnel, and the government program Free Batteries for BOBs.
"You know, when you first see me, you always sound like a vibrator."
For now, the collection features videos that sprays across a wide open range of categories, including Kim Kardashian's sex tape. At Pornhub, "It's our goal to service all our users' needs," Pornhub Vice President Corey Price said. "That's also my job description," Price's secretary said.
"I have Viagra, now come sit on Daddy's lap."
Randy Blind People Everywhere rejoiced. Blind wanker Chris Snidely said,
"I thank God that dream came true."
A New York man was arrested for rigging his van with 50 speakers, leaving the doors open and blasting the city with exorbitantly loud music in Queens, authorities said. Police say they received multiple noise complaints shortly before 11 p.m. Saturday. They found the kick-ass van, confiscated it, and arrested Nelson Hidalgo on charges of criminal nuisance, unreasonable noise, unlawful assembly, and an offense of playing really crappy music.
"Can you hear the fucking music coming out of my car?
There's a lot of fucking music coming out of my car."
The NYPD announced it had found the source of the loud music with a tweet reading, "This is the truck that had been playing the loud music in junkyards at night. The owner is now in our cell, and the van was sold for an exorbitant amount of money to a man named Algernop Krieger."
"I'm sorry, are you addressing me? Because your authority is not recognized in Fort Kickass."
For a few moments, the Republican Party wasn't the nuttiest political party in America. A candidate for chairman of the Libertarian Party stripped off his clothes on live TV before dropping out of the race at the party's national convention in Orlando, Florida.
You must be mad!
James Weeks, a self-described liberty activist, and an everybody else described weirdo.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Was supporting the vice presidential campaign of Derek Grayson when he said, I figured we could use a little bit of fun.
We're going to have a little fun tonight, folks.
Started leading the convention and clapping. Then the large, bearded man from Michigan started taking off his suit, shirt, and tie while dancing.
Good grief, that's the longest uvula I've ever seen.
According to video of the convention broadcast by C-SPAN and the Play Barf channel. Cheers and claps soon gave way to catcalls, boos, and outright dry heaving. Weeks then said, I'm sorry, that was a dare.
Genius, I tell you, genius!
And said he was abandoning his own campaign for party chairman. The political newspaper The Hill reported that several delegates complained about the display and that at least one sought to revoke Weeks' party membership for indulging in too much freedom.
Radical liberal garbage.
On his website from an earlier campaign for sheriff of Livingston County, Michigan, Weeks wrote that he has dedicated his life to achieving a free society, free from an omnipotent state that seems to wish to squeeze every last drop of freedom out of our lives, and free from pants.
A nude man had been seen running down the middle of the Harlem River Drive, and police units were responding.
These have been your Loon News Briefs, heard exclusively on the Eric Paul Johnson Shocking Electric Penis Show. Ow!
Folks, this is Colonel Sanders. You know, there's nothing like an old-fashioned backyard picnic. All the members of the family gathered around, and maybe even a few distant relatives and friendly ones. Now, don't say there's too much work involved. You don't have to do anything except get some of our Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's the quickest backyard picnic you can have, and it's the best tasting chicken you've ever put in your mouth. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Got an aunt who insists on giving you wet kisses? Or a perpetually farting uncle? Well, do everyone a favor and give them a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yes, there's no better way to do an annoying relative who's morbidly obese with extremely high blood pressure than a bucket of chicken deep fried in fat and coated in a salty batter. And best of all, there's no way it can be traced to you. So if you've got a family member you can't stand with bad heart disease, then there's no better killer than Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's finger-licking good! So when you're in the mood for some fabulous food, just say Kentucky Fried Chicken for me.
Hello?
Just shut up and fun phone!
623-850-3375. Call now!
Today. That's the number for the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller radio phone, 623-850-3375. It's voicemail, so you don't have to talk to people, which I really like, because if I have to call somebody, I'd rather leave a message than talk to a human, unless I'm calling to get assistance with something, or to figure out something, or something like that. But since there's none of that involved, it's just a stupid little podcast, you can call, leave a message, and I'll play it on my show. There are no rules for the radio phone. You just do whatever you want to do. Sometimes I'll offer up a subject if you're stumped for what should I call the radio phone for. Well, here's this week's subject. What is something gross that you did as a kid that when you think about it as an adult just makes you gag with disgust? See, this idea came to me because I'm here with my girlfriend Tella and her 4-year-old daughter Madeline, who is a 4-year-old kid, which means she's kind of disgusting. She will push down on the garbage. She will take... I saw her take a water bottle out of the garbage and put it in her mouth and blow into it. After going to the bathroom, in that epic time that it takes to go from the toilet to the sink, she will touch her face, you know, push her hair out of the way. Sometimes she'll pinch your nose, go, ew, stinky, stinky, that kind of stuff. She will put her toes in her mouth. And, you know, I'm trying to be like, don't do it. But then, you know, I think I was a kid once too, at some point. And I did some pretty gross things when I was a kid. So this made me come up with the question, the radiophone question. What did you do as a kid that was really gross, but when you think about it back now as an adult, makes you gag with disgust? For instance, me, when I was 7 years old, we lived in an apartment complex for about a year. When I took the trash out, I would throw it in the dumpster. Then I would climb in the dumpster, and I would stomp around and play around in a dumpster full of garbage. And then I would just go back inside, go about my business. No shower, no bath, just going on living. I did not wash my hands after going to the bathroom until I was 9. And even then, I didn't use soap to wash my hands until I was 11. I would go to the bathroom, I would do my thing, I would clean up the undercarriage, and then I just leave. And I'd go and do whatever I want, sometimes sticking my hand in a bag of chips, or go ahead and eating after going to the bathroom without washing my hands. That's pretty gross. It may be a tie for the other really gross thing that I did as a kid, that when I think about it now, I just... I ate my boogers every single day until I was 9 years old. And if you're wondering, salty. Which is probably why I did it so much, because I'm a fool for salty food.
Oh, I ain't gonna eat none of that.
All right. One thing, gross thing I used to do as a kid that I can't even think about doing now is we lived on a farm, and I used to walk in the woods looking for dead animals to make things out of their bones.
Ooh, that's creepy!
Oh, I love the fun phone so much. It's been way too long since I've talked to the fun phone. I just want to tell the fun phone that the fun is in the phone. And holy shit. Don't even get me started on Trump. I think he's gonna win. I really do. Think about it, people. President Trump. Oh my god. What's he gonna do? I don't know. With the fucking, really? I mean, the conservative South. And the Trump. In the fun phone. And I've got a call from South Carolina. So I love you guys. Bye-bye. Hail Satan. Wrong number.
The doctor thought I might have brain damage.
So you want gross things that I did as a kid? Well, one gross thing that we did was as a kid named Wes. And we took bologna and we sprinkled sand on it. Because we live in Texas. And we fed it to him. And he ate it. Because we told him it was cinnamon bologna. He liked it. He asked for another piece. It was gross. We're bad people. We're real bad people here. Another gross thing we did, I didn't do it, my brother did it to a friend of mine who was spending the night, was he pissed in a cup and tried to get him to drink it, saying it was apple juice. That's, it's pretty gross. He didn't drink it. But, still pretty gross. My brother's not a good person. He's not a good person here. There's not many good people here. Really bad people. Thanks.
The hump has to eat.
Eric, this is Mustache Tony. You asked about gross things we did. Well, I tell you what. Mustache Tony used to use baby oil to wax his mustache. And Mustache Tony has since learned that this is a bad thing because it makes his skin break out. It's crazy. He was 35 when he stopped doing it. Mustache Tony regrets this, but Mustache Tony is still going on strong, and he still sells mustaches. If you need a mustache, contact Mustache Tony. Mustache Tony for all your mustache needs.
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas!
Eric, this is Flat. I don't really know where I've been. I'm in the bathroom, I think. I'm pretty sure it was to the toilet. I was pooping there. But yeah, I think I need. Dude, I don't know. I made this up. This is
kind of crazy. Anyway, good to hear your voice again. I just finally got the signal on my phone. This bathroom is really weird. There's some pills and some candles. And, there's a razor. There's a comb. There's a couple combs. I don't really know what else there is. But anyway, hey, call me back. I might need some help. All right? So, you know, just, you know, whatever. Right,
let me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about.
Bonjour, this is Pierre-François Lebeau, and I want everyone to listen to the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program.
Usually at this time, it's another parody from Kaler and Flash, or Flash and Kaler. But this time, I'll do something a little different. I've been sitting on this parody since like the early 90s. And just now, I slapped the whole thing together. So, forgive the bad audio mix and all that other stuff. This is my parody of Prince's Alphabet Street. And I call it Alphabet Soup.
Record!
Hey, no, we're going to listen to it. It's not a Starship song, so it's okay. Well, I wouldn't say it's okay, but we're just going to deal with it, okay? Ow! I'm going to make some alphabet soup. I'm going to have something to eat. I'm going to make the broth so tasty. Warm it from my head to my feet.
A, B, C.
Crackers and butter.
D, E, F. G, H, I.
I'm gonna take my mama's white soup pan. Open up the can. Take it and pour it in the pot. Make it hot and cook with soul. Then I'm gonna dump it in the bowl.
A, B, C.
Good.
D, E, F.
In the bowl.
G, H, I.
Dump it. Now excuse me. I don't want to be mean, but I don't like it when people watch. So if you don't mind, I would like to eat
A, B, C.
Can I?
D, E, F, G, H, I.
Would you please go away when I'm eating? In my soup, it's my only way to make this cruel, cruel world go far away. Put the right letters together and play a better game.
A, B, C.
Better game.
D, E, F.
It's okay.
G, H, I.
Baby, it's all in fun.
A, B, C, D.
You sing like a piece of chalk on a blackboard.
Good night.
Just my little part to try and bring Prince back from the dead, even if it's to only beat me up. By the way, I had to record that without hearing the music, because I couldn't figure out how to work Audacity so that the incoming sound doesn't come out through the headphones, and then I get that 1 second delay, which slows me down. So I had to record it using the music I remember in my head, and, well, there you go. Donate to the Radio Trolla program. Go to RadioTrolla.com, click on the PayPal button, and give me all of your money.
Just a thought.
And now, till we meet again. Adios.
Share the link to my show. Jeff Quinlan loves you.
Good night.
The preceding was presented by the United Presbyterian Church.